Welcome to the After Show with Tony, Christy, Nikki from Warm 101.3 and warm1013.com. I will tell you in a few moments, there's a famous model who's a Sports Illustrated model, I might add, whose great-great-grandfather invented the washing machine. I think this is kind of a cool story.
So we'll get to that.
It's just one of those things.
I want to know, dang it.
I know, exactly. You need to know this. And Nikki, it was supposed to happen last year, so it's going to happen this year on Thursday, August 17th at the Field of Dreams, that cornfield in Iowa.
Yes.
The New York Yankees will take on the Chicago White Sox.
Oh, this is awesome.
I would give anything to be at that game.
Now, everyone has seen Field of Dreams, right?
Yeah.
I mean, being from Iowa, like, you know, nobody pays attention to Iowa. They're like, oh, you're from Idaho. You grow potatoes, right?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I'm from Iowa, in the middle of the country, and we grow corn, okay? But, I mean, so, yeah. I remember, I think I was in elementary school, that movie came out, and it was, if you build it, they will come.
It's such a great movie. I watched about a month ago. I mean, yes, it's a little dated, of course, but it's still just a wonderful fantasy.
It is so good.
Especially if you're a baseball fan, and that's why I love summer so much, because of baseball, because it is the summer sport, and it's slow. I get it. It's slow. It takes time, you know, and that's what summer to me is, just a little lemonade on the porch, and there you go, baby. So, yeah. Now, they built stands to seat 8,000 people for the game.
Sweet.
So that'll be a ticket and a half to get that. It'll be on television, which will be wonderful. So that's going to be nice.
That's awesome.
So this morning and then tomorrow morning, the 10th of March, if you want to see the quadruple formation, your father knows about this, Nikki. I watched it this morning. Mercury, Saturn, and Jupiter in the crescent moon, all lined up in a row.
Ooh.
It was really kind of neat. So, yeah. You can do it with the naked eye, of course, if there's no cloud cover. But, yeah, so you get Mercury, Jupiter, and Saturn all together with the moon. The quadruple formation. So
that's cool. Happening.
Yeah, kind of cool stuff right there. So I'll give you that information about the great-grandfather in a couple moments. Who's up next?
Oh, I'm dealing with something new. Yeah, ever since I hit 40. Seriously, things start breaking in my body. You know, my knees are hurting more. I went skiing and my ankles hurt. The latest thing, I was looking at some old pictures, and I have always had really thick hair. Like, so much so that my hairstylist would, like, thin it out by taking out chunks of it.
Yes, I still have that done.
Girl, something happened. I've got, like, no hair. It's like so thin, and I don't know if it's from years of chunking it out or what's going on, but I think it's because I'm 40.
Could be.
Well, it could be.
I'm losing hair.
Yeah. Are you losing a lot? Or just a little?
My hair used to be super thick. If I showed you this photo, I had just thick hair.
Oh, I have super thick hair too, so I get it.
And all of a sudden,
it's
like,
not as thick as it used to be. That is true. I mean, it happens. But you don't need to get it thinned out anymore. See, it's a bonus. You don't have to pay for that.
But girl, I want a little bit more than I got. So now, you know, I have to invest in some hair extensions.
Are you really going to do that?
I do
those
have one of those. They are, especially if you get real hair. And it's so funny. My boyfriend's my fiance's boys. fiance likes me to wear, he likes longer hair. So I got this halo one. Do you know what halos are?
Mm-hmm. No.
Basically, so it's just, it goes around your head like a crown, and it has this like little plastic thing that hides like a headband.
Oh, okay.
And so I wear that, and the boys wanted to put it on. So, and when I told them how much it was and that it was real human hair, they kind of gross. They were a little
bit that's a little crazy.
Out.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It is expensive, and I'll tell you, there are so many more options for ladies these days.
Well, your hair is pretty long, though. How long is your...
Oh, he'd like it about 4 or 5 more inches. He wants it down to the middle of my back.
Wow.
Whoa.
It's this guy. I'll do what I can. I keep trying
but
to grow
it. But it's breaking off.
Well, when you dye your hair blonde, you're naturally brunette, that doesn't help things.
Yeah, that's true.
So if any ladies have any tips or tricks, please let me know.
Would you ever go back to your natural color?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I... before I came to Channel 10, I like to be more auburn, like a reddish brown, with blonde highlights in the winter, and then go blonder in the summertime, but Channel 10 said I must be consistent.
Oh, right.
So I couldn't go back and forth.
Interesting.
That viewers like consistency.
I don't know. I feel like other people change their hair up, but maybe not the color, I guess.
I think
the color pretty much stays.
Yeah. Usually.
You don't ever wear it up, really, either.
Well, that's another consultant-driven thing that women aren't supposed to wear their hair up.
They do it on the Today Show.
Yeah, that's national. Another 20 years it might come to Rochester.
Okay.
Oh, man. So that's my latest dilemma.
Oh, you know what happened to me yesterday? Jason came home with a quarter of a cow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He went to a butcher.
He halves-eat a half a cow. So he had a quarter of a cow with a guy that he works with.
Where is the cow from?
I don't know.
Did you get it ground up or what kind of?
Oh, yeah, there's hamburger meat, there's steaks, there's patties, there's ground beef, there's, you know, the works.
You got room in your freezer?
Yeah, I have a big, tall, stand-up one downstairs.
Oh, okay.
And Jason goes, Nate, need your help. And I go, what's going on here? And I see him walking in. I go, whoa, let me see what you're doing. And I made sure it said, like, ground beef. Because I don't,
life,
you know, I want to know what I'm eating.
Five.
Yes, we got a quarter of a cow.
I love it. I love it because, you know, we have, like, a whole elk in our freezer, right?
Dude, that's right. He went and got an elk. Have you had any yet, Nikki?
Oh, honey, I eat it all the time.
What's it taste like?
It tastes like hamburger.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
to
right.
me, I mean, the steak, I've had the steak as well. It's pretty good. But he seasons it so well that I never, like, I think I could serve it to you and you wouldn't know it was elk.
Yeah, I'm sure. Have you ever had ostrich meat?
No. Is that like chicken?
No, it's like a spicy hamburger. It's
Shut
very good.
Shut up.
Serious. Very
a
good.
Bird that tastes like hamburger?
Yeah, it's very good.
Have you ever had
when did you eat this, Tony?
I don't know. I was someplace on vacation, and they were serving, you know, some weird place where
serving
you can get
ostrich,
all sorts of stuff.
You know.
Right.
Serving, yeah. It's better for you than meat, you know, than red meat.
Sure.
And I've had alligator. Have you had alligator before?
I have.
No. Well, it's something fried, you know.
It's fried alligator tail I've had.
Right.
And only accidentally because I wanted fried pickles.
I love fried pickles.
Yeah. And somehow the alligator tail fried got in there, too, because it was a Clark's Fish Camp and Seafood.
There you go.
And
give me the whole spiel.
Yeah, come on.
Baked potato, new potatoes, french fries, rice, or grits.
This is where Christy worked. How old were you?
18 to 20.
Oh, man.
You'll never forget that spiel.
All I think of is Alice, the TV show Alice, when you do that. I don't know why.
That was sides. That was a lot of sides back then.
You know, it's so funny. That makes me think of, have you guys seen this meme on Facebook where it's, you can't remember where you put your keys or what you did yesterday, but you can remember your childhood phone number.
Oh, believe me. Oh, God. Of course.
I remember, and it's still my parents' number.
Is it?
And I can even remember my best friend's phone number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got
funny
phone
the numbers you can remember,
I have phone numbers from 100 years ago, yet I don't know my own kid's phone number because they're in my phone.
Bad now.
I have no idea. If I lost my phone, I would have no idea how to get in touch with them.
All right, my fiance, I couldn't get in touch with him.
Yeah.
I don't know his number.
So you want to know who invented the washing machine?
Sure.
Yes.
The great-great-grandfather of Kate Upton.
Upton.
Wow, look at that.
Now, is she the girl who's a little bit more curvy?
Yes.
Yes, I love her.
Yeah.
So I mean, the waves are so like, no, you're not cool anymore. Kate Upton?
Yes, exactly. Now, her father started Whirlpool Company.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, her father and I guess an uncle or something. They started the company that became the Whirlpool Company. So, yeah, so they invented the washing machine, which is kind of cool, right? I mean, 1902, I think, is when it was.
Wow.
So, yeah. I guess I think it was an electric washing machine or something. But, yeah, that's weird. I mean, so I'm guessing that there was a little money in her family. I'm just guessing that.
Must have been. She's from Michigan, though. St. Joseph, Christy.
Right.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Because, Carly Simon's father was the Simon of Simon & Schuster.
Shut up.
You did not know that?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So there was some money there, too. And I'm thinking that I saw something this morning you guys would get a kick out of. This is something that will happen sometime in the future. the sayings, roll down your window and hang up the phone, will be obsolete.
Oh, yeah, They don't even know what roll down means.
I know, because we push, every car has a push button now. Right. I don't know a car out there that you've got to roll down like the old days. You know?
Me either. I remember my great-grandpa had this Bonneville. A boat, but he had the electric.
Yeah, that was the coolest.
And I was like, oh my gosh. Meanwhile, in my parents' cars, I'm like cranking it.
Yeah. We had at one time a 57 Chevy with power windows.
Oh my gosh. Were you rich?
Well, I don't know how we got this car, but yeah, it was it was green on green. It was so cool. And this is before I could drive. So we would sit in the car, me and my buddies, and for some weird reason, the windows worked without the car being on. We wore the battery down.
Oh my gosh, we absolutely wore
the battery down by screwing around the power windows. Because, no, I wasn't rich, and playing with power windows when you were a teenager in my neighborhood was pretty cool.
You were a teenager?
At one point, I was a teenager.
Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah, it was a used car. I mean, we got it, and you know, but it was brand new. I mean, it was beautiful. But,
oh, gosh, yeah, that is
we were
so
Chevy
cool.
people. We had a 56, a 57, a 58, a 60, a 63 Chevy.
Oh,
well, what happened to you?
What happened to me? I like fancier cars.
You do.
Yes.
And I think your brothers do, too.
Yes, it's a sickness in our family. Mm-hmm. And you know,
It all started from that 57 Chevy. That's
the
problem.
I think it did.
With them power windows.
Gotcha, right then. I subscribe to two automobile magazines. It's a sickness. It's a sickness. I wish I didn't have that sickness because it's expensive sickness.
Mm. My fiance is getting a new car tomorrow. He's very excited.
What's he gonna get?
It's some special Mustang with it's like super powered.
Is it the E? The E Mustang?
I don't know what
it's the
it
electric
is.
One?
No.
Oh, okay.
But he went like 6 months without a sports car. I knew he wouldn't last long.
So he has a sports car sickness too.
He does.
Okay.
And a truck kind of thing? Does he drive a truck?
So he has a truck. Yeah. He's got his regular car, and then he always needs to have a sports car.
So he has a truck, a regular car, and a sports car?
He's getting a new one. He sold his old classic sports car.
What did he have? Do you know?
It was a Nova.
Oh, okay. Chevy Nova.
The thing was crazy fast.
Yes, yes, they can be souped up pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very
did
cool
he take
things.
You for a spin?
Oh, yes, and he did, what do you call it?
Donuts.
Scared the crap out of me.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, this summer, I want to come down to my house because you live nearby.
Oh, yes. We should totally do that.
We'll do I want to see his car.
Well, you know, you're engaged now. My question is there going to be room in the garage for your car?
That's
He's figuring it out. I think he's going to move the, what's the camper? He's going to move the camper out to make room for me.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, because you got the boat, you got the camper. Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
He's got a lot of toys like somebody else I know.
I know, really.
It's a it's like a barn that has four stalls.
Exactly. No, I know what you mean.
Well, yeah. That's why Christy spends her car the winter what? Do you get the garage in the wintertime?
It's a three-car garage, and I get one bay.
That's all you need.
Okay, yeah.
Because the tractor and the six-wheeler has to be in the other one.
Right.
Don't mess with their tractors, Tony.
Seriously.
Boys and their toys. Sorry.
No, those are essential, Tony. I need this tractor to do all the work around here.
I'm never going
to
give up this tractor.
Yes.
Divorce me, I'm keeping the tractor.
And I'm always going to hunt.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Okay, well, if you like what you're hearing, please share it with your friends, and if you don't, keep your mouth shut. That's the after show for today. We'll see you tomorrow on Warm 101.3.